Hey everyone, we are opening up this week's inbox, and I'm actually solo in the studio this week. Martha, I guess, asked me to answer this question as it pertains to online dating. Apparently, I'm the expert. Not that it's brought much success so far, but who knows? So anyway, but it's a great question, so hopefully I'll be able to weigh in just based on some of my experience and what has gone down. So here we go. This writer says, I've just joined an online dating site because I don't meet a lot of men in my career or church. I've been contacted by quite a few men on the site and exchanged messages with some of them discussing hobbies, churches, and other sorts of things you would usually talk about upon a first meeting with someone. However, once we've covered our most obvious areas of commonality, I'm not sure where the relationship should go. After two or three messages, we aren't well enough acquainted to really know whether a relationship is a serious possibility. But likewise, we are past the most obvious lighthearted points of conversation, and taking things any deeper would require an obvious effort at asking more personal questions. Should I wait for the guy to ask the deeper questions and move our conversation from hobbies and general interests to social life, family, and values? Or can I start asking questions myself? Or should we just go ahead and meet in person? I don't want to come across as being uninterested or unavailable, an impression which some people have suggested I give off and which I'm trying to overcome. Well, obviously, this is a great question and one that is very common, will probably apply to a lot of people because so many people are online at some point in their dating experience these days, so it seems. So I've had kind of two seasons of being online. I did a good solid year of it a little while back, and then actually am online a little bit in the fray right now for a couple things we're doing here at Boundless, as well as just my own edification, I guess, or maybe just self-inflicted torture. But I definitely, and you've heard me express opinions about online dating on the show before, and I will restate them generally, and that is online dating, we think here at Boundless, is just fine. It's a way of, I always say, getting your numbers up and a way to meet people. It's just a great opportunity to use a tool that we have now, which is technology, to meet people. And I think it's become maybe in some ways a little bit more difficult to meet people. So nothing wrong with that. However, there are definitely some precautions in online dating because it can become, I think, a little bit consumeristic, and it can become kind of an opportunity for people to hold out for something that maybe doesn't exist. And because this constant churn of opportunity comes through, you can become a little bit unrealistic, I think, in your expectations. So to your question specifically, I think it's interesting because, yeah, the way it plays out is usually there's some kind of contact. Either you're matched with someone or you have the opportunity to contact someone. And just to get to the point, really, with your question, I will say I don't think there's anything wrong with asking questions back and forth, whether male or female, whoever initiates that. I mean, the whole point is you're kind of online. You are via the computer screen, almost conducting kind of a first date. You're going to ask questions. You're going to find out a little bit more about that person. You're going to need to know a few things about that person because, as you do know, having been online, sometimes people's profiles are very sketchy or people just don't know how to craft good profiles. And so you really can't get a complete picture of a person sometimes by their profile. So you were asking specifically, as a female, what's your responsibility and really what should you do? Where should you wait? Where should you initiate? And like I said, I mean, going in there, asking questions, getting to know a person, totally legit. You would do that if you were sitting across the table from him drinking coffee. Now, ideally, you're going to want this guy to be a person who wants to ask those kinds of questions himself. Obviously, you've covered some of the banter. And really, it is one of those things where you say, where do I go from here? Because honestly, you don't want to be sitting being this guy's pen pal for 3 years. And we know that that has happened online as well. So someone has got to show some initiative here. We're going to hope that it's him. And we're going to hope that he has a game plan for his online dating where he is being intentional. He knows that he's in it to win it. He knows what's going down and he's got some direction. Start looking for that initially. I mean, hopefully that, this guy is going to show evidence of that. And if he does, then you're going to see that this might be a guy to consider and to pay attention to. Now, if he doesn't, it can be something where maybe he's shy or he doesn't want to seem too pushy or he doesn't want to be an online stalker. And who knows, maybe other women online have said to him, hey, you're just moving too fast. Why are you asking me about this? So it's not like you need to write him off. But I would definitely move in that direction of just throwing out a question then that goes a little bit deeper. I don't think there's anything wrong with that at all. And hopefully that will kind of prompt him to say, okay, she is comfortable with this. That does demonstrate a good level of, of comfort with who I am and with getting to know me a little bit more. And maybe he'll start initiating some questions that he finds to be interesting or that he wants to get to know you in regards to. So I think that would be good as well. Now, this you did not ask in your question, but I'm just going to address it anyway because I feel it's kind of the next logical step. And that is eventually this does have to move towards a meeting. I mean, this is not about just getting to know this guy until you feel you could marry him after just getting to know him online. A lot of problems arise from that. In fact, an emotional intimacy can build that becomes a little bit artificial. And then when you do get to meet, I've heard people that have conducted their entire dating relationship online and then they just show up somewhere and marry the person. That is not okay, people. I just don't think it's okay. So I would definitely say that, you know, this guy should be moving towards eventually saying, hey, I've gotten to know some things about you. I think we'd be a good fit. Let's meet. I would hope that this guy, you know, if you're in the U.S., this guy isn't in Sri Lanka. I mean, there's kind of some issues related to that with some long distance stuff. That can get a little bit sketchy. Obviously, you need to be doing this in community as well. But I would say move towards that meeting. And if he does not eventually get there, and I'm not saying I'm putting a time limit on it, but there has to be some like, hey, where's this going to go? Then you're going to eventually have to press that point. And it's almost the online pulling a Ruth. Sorry about having to make that an online version of that. But I think you're in a good place right now. I think obviously this is early on in the relationship. It looks like what has progressed is totally normal from everything that I've seen so far. And it is really, it's like, you know, you would go out to coffee for a few times, get to know this person. Make sure that you are observing and examining the objective points of this relationship as well. Do not get so caught up in this guy's witty banter that you're overlooking facts in his profile or things that he does say that should be red flags. So again, I think that's why bringing someone else into this, having them evaluate the situation, having them meet him as well eventually is going to help you in the long run. So go for it. Keep us posted on what happens and hopefully we'll be able to be with you for part of that journey. So thanks so much. That is it, everyone, for this week's Inbox. I am your host, Lisa Anderson. We want to hear from you. Please do write to us, editor@boundless.org, so we can hear from you in the future, answer your questions, get to know you a little bit better, and of course, hear your success stories along the way. So that is it for this week's show. I'm your host, Lisa Anderson, for The Boundless Show.